الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. As we are all well aware that we are on the cusp of the coming of the Mubarak month of Ramadan, شهر التوبة، شهر المغفرة، شهر المواساة، شهر العفق من النار، شهر الدعاء. Different names the Mubarak month of Ramadan has been given. And you find in the Quran and Majid also, and the Mubarak Ahadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, the month of dua, the month of forgiveness, the month of Allah's mercy, the month of emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, the month of mutual sympathy. One is the anticipation with which you and I would receive this month, would greet this month. But one is the true realization of what this month really is, has been encapsulated beautifully in the words attributed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he said that if my ummah had to come to know what this month represents, or what an opportunity it presents, what bounties and what favors of Allah, what virtues Allah has promised, they would desire that the entire year be Ramadan, or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Hadith Ali radiallahu anhu, he said that if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, if he wanted to punish the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala would not have given them this month of Ramadan. Such is the mercy of Allah in this month, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he is looking for an opportunity to grant us his special mercy. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in this month of Ramadan, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala opens the deal to everyone. To the people of Iman, Allah opens the deal. What's the deal? For every action carried out in the month of Ramadan, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for a nafil action, a optional deed, Allah grants the reward of a farz deed, of a compulsory deed. And for every compulsory deed and action carried out in the month of Ramadan, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grants the reward of 70 farais. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he prepares paradise before Ramadan. He adorns paradise. He beautifies paradise. How? Like how a bride is beautified for her groom on the first night. And on the first night of Ramadan, when Ramadan comes in, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he commands the malaika to open the gates of paradise. Allah is like, we say, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has put paradise on sale. But not for 10% discount, 50% discount. Even a wealthy man, if he sees a sale at 50% discount, he'll be also going in the line. He understand, I'm saving 50%. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes it easy for everyone to gain paradise. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. Allah invites the believers to the home of peace. This is the mercy of Allah. Now brothers, for us month really represents, in the words of a very, very great saint, Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fatani rahmatullahi alayhi, for us to understand what this month really has in it, he says something very beautiful. He says that all the blessings of Allah, that descend upon the earth throughout the entire year is a drop in the ocean when compared to the blessings that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sends down in the month of Ramadan. Such is the mercy of Allah in this month. This month of Ramadan is such that in this month, the birds in the sky, they make dua for those who are fasting. The animals in the jungle, they make dua for those that are fasting. Now, the fish in the sea, they make dua for those that are fasting. And at the time of iftar, the malaika say ameen to the duas of all those that are fasting. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in the first 10 days of the month of Ramadan, Allah sends down His special mercy. The first 10 days are the days of special mercy. The second 10 days are the days of Allah's forgiveness. And the last 10 days are the days of emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Now one explanation of this is that those believers who worked hard throughout the year to make Allah very happy, they sacrificed and they went against their own nafs and desires to please Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for them, Allah puts out the red carpet. Not business class, first class. On the first day of Ramadan already, they are in the first class lounge, waiting. Why? Allah already sends down special mercy upon them. They are those believers who worked hard throughout the year to please Allah. Allah gives them the red carpet. The second 10 days are the days of forgiveness. They are for people like myself who we do good deeds and we also commit sins. In the second 10 days, if we make a firm intention to leave sin before the month of Ramadan enters, then in the second 10 days, we are forgiven. And the last 10 days are emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Those believers who have iman, they have the passport to the hereafter, but they are not ready to change their lives. They know it's haram to drink alcohol. They know it's haram to be in an illicit relationship. They know it's haram to take drugs. They know it's haram to be involved in interest-bearing transactions. They know it's haram to cheat and to do illegal deals, non-compliant Sharia deals. But they are not ready to change their lives. If they make the intention and they make Tawbah before the month of Ramadan, or even in the month of Ramadan, in the last 10 days, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala removes their names from those who are destined to go to the fire of Jahannam. Such is the mercy of Allah that no one is left out. That is why the famous hadith that we heard many, many times, where Hadith Jibreel alayhi salam, he made dua, he said, that person who received the month of Ramadan, and he does not gain forgiveness from Allah in this month, he did the curse of Jibreel alayhi salam, such a great, powerful, high-ranking angel is making this curse. It's enough for a person's destruction. But to add to that is the stamp, the approval of Rasulullah salam's ameen to the curse of Jibreel alayhi salam, that this person who receives the month of Ramadan, every opportunity to gain the forgiveness of Allah and the mercy of Allah, and he is not forgiven. Really, he is the most unfortunate person. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save us. Respected brothers, in the hadith it is mentioned that everything has a door. And the door of worship is fasting. Such a door. This is such a month that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He is waiting for us to forgive us. Remember, throughout the year, there are some special moments where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He gives us special opportunities. But the month of Ramadan is special from the time it begins. It's not like a special moment only. We have these 30 days to prepare. These 30 days to gain, what we will gain in these 30 days, it's very difficult to gain in a normal time. Why? Because now the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is coming down. It's coming down in torrents. We have every opportunity. Our pious predecessors, they will make dua to Allah 6 months prior to the month of Ramadan, that, oh Allah, allow us to see, to witness the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the famous dua, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Oh Allah, protect me. Oh Allah, preserve me for the month of Ramadan. Wasallim Ramadan ali. And oh Allah, bring Ramadan upon me with salamati. Wasallimhu li mutaqabbala. And oh Allah, I ask you that whatever good amal I will carry out in the month of Ramadan, oh Allah, please accept it from me. What we learn from this? One is the pious people making dua. Then Rasulullah is teaching us dua. Dua upon dua we have been taught. What's the underlying message? That many, many people will receive the month of Ramadan with a wrong mindset. Many women will say, this is the right time to lose weight. That's all they will gain. They will lose weight, but gain nothing of this month. Many, many people will not be waiting for the month of Ramadan, not be excited to receive the month of Ramadan. So what's the underlying message behind all of this? The shaitan will plant a seed that yes, Ramadan is very great. Yes, Ramadan is an opportunity. But like there was Ramadan last year and many, many Ramadans in the past, there will be many, many Ramadans to come in the future. This is the challenge. This is the test. The trick of nafs and shaitan. Respected brothers, if we think that this is just another Ramadan, we are living in a fool's paradise. Let us just for one moment pause and reflect. Look at last year. Many, many of our dear ones, our loved ones, our beloved ones who are with us are no longer with us. We spent fun moments with them. Maybe in Eid, maybe over our fast with them, we met them. Now we remember they are gone. They are history, not to be remembered. They are forgotten. Like that, if you look on an international scale, babies are being slaughtered. Our mothers, our sisters, our brothers, their blood is flowing cheaper than water. Cheaper than water. Not from any ordinary land. From the land of Quds. From the land of the Anbiya alayhi salam. From such a great land. Such a Mubarak land. Where Rasulullah salam, he said that if a person ties his ihram in Aqsa, Masjid al-Aqsa, and he goes to Makkah Mukarramah for Umrah, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهَا وَمَا تَأَخَرَ. Allah will forgive all his sins from such a Mubarak land. And in this place, the blood of our brothers and sisters is flowing cheaper than water. Yes, Allah Ta'ala will grant them the highest stages in the hereafter. But this is a wake-up call for me and for you. If we think that this is just another Ramadan, just go through the motions, then respected brothers, definitely we have lost the plot. Allah Ta'ala is giving us an opportunity. Allah says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Just a few days. This just a few days, this month of Ramadan is, we can either gain or we can lose. And Allah Ta'ala will call us to account and it will be too late. Very, very interestingly, when it comes to in the Quran and Majid, when it comes to the reconstruction of the Ka'batullah, there's a very, very interesting command of Allah. Very, very interesting command of Allah directed to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. That now that you have reconstructed the Ka'batullah, what must you do? Obviously, there's an anticipation of the coming of the Hujjaj, the Mu'tamirin. So what must you do? Allah Ta'ala commands them in the Quran and Majid, Tahhir Bayti. O Ibrahim alayhi salam, and another verse, Tahhira. Had Ismail alayhi salam, had Ibrahim alayhi salam commanded Tahhira. This word Tahhir, it comes from the word Taharat, which means clean the Ka'batullah. And today, it is very easy for us to understand that in our day-to-day life, whenever there's an occasion, there's a function, if you're having a function in the hall, then you clean up the hall first before the function. If you're having a get-together at home, then you clean the house, the women folk especially, they clean up the house before the guests arrive. So what it means, that before the occasion, preparation, part of the preparation for the occasion is cleanliness. Make ourselves spark, make ourselves clean for the month of Ramadan. When you speak of making ourselves clean and park, I don't mean put your clothes in the laundry, send your clothes to the laundry or to the washing machine. No. Make ourselves spark, ourselves clean, an important, integral preparation for the month of Ramadan is cleanliness. What we mean? Two directions. The most important direction is our relationship between me and Allah. And the second, between me and the creation. How? If we have outstanding fast, zakat, our salah, if we have not fulfilled the rights of Allah in any way, make the firm intention now that, oh Allah, I want to change my life and I want to put right my affair with you. By now, slowly, slowly, I will start keeping my fast, paying my zakat, outstanding zakat, my salah, put it in order. Second direction, between me and the creation. If I have usurped the rights of someone, trampled upon the rights of someone, now is the time. If we want to take benefit from the month of Ramadan, now is the time for us to clean up. Clean up. How? Go to that person who we have problems with, ask him for maaf. Even if you are right, ask him for maaf. Correct the relationship. In this way, Allah Ta'ala will correct our relationship with him. And Allah Ta'ala will send down his special mercy upon us. Respected brothers, time is almost up. Just to round up, Allah Ta'ala, through his mercy, he has not demanded upon any of us, upon any one of us, perfection. Allah has not demanded perfection. The Anbiya alayhimus salam, they were the exception. They were the special servants of Allah that enjoyed a certain position by Allah. They received the mantle of special protection from Allah. So besides Anbiya alayhimus salam, they were and they are no perfect believers. Everyone is a sinner. This is the direct hadith of Rasulullah salam, where he said, "Kullu bani Adam khatta'un." Everyone is a sinner, a great sinner. Allah's Nabi did not say khatta'. He didn't say one sin. A person commits one sin. He said khatta'un. There's emphasis here to show that every person is a great sinner. Every person will commit sin upon sin. So don't write anyone off. And don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Why? خَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the best of the sinners. He didn't say the best of the pure. The best of the sinners are who? التَّوَّابُونَ Are those who turn to Allah, who ask Allah for forgiveness. التَّوَّابُونَ This At-Tawwabun has the meaning of repetitiveness. That a person, we should ask Allah for forgiveness again and again. What we learn here? Two things. One is that we have to ask Allah for forgiveness again and again. Second lesson is that it does not mean that we made tawbah, it's over. No, we will commit sin again. So keep on asking Allah for forgiveness. This is the secret. The four things we are told to increase the month of Ramadan. One is istighfar. Clean up. Clean up. So keep on asking Allah for forgiveness. The second thing is increase in La ilaha illallah. That everything happens with the will of one Allah. La ilaha illallah. The only doer is Allah. increase this kalima la ilaha illallah, correct our iman, strengthen our iman, beautify our iman through the kalima la ilaha illallah. Third is, we ask Allah for paradise. Keep on asking Allah for paradise. And the fourth is, we ask Allah continuously the month of Ramadan to save us in the fire of Jahannam. Before we terminate, respected brothers, we will be fasting in the month of Ramadan. We should try to make multiple intentions when fasting. Before we start our fast, make multiple intentions. Ulama say that according to the intention that you make, you will benefit. So among the intentions that we can make for fasting is, one is, O Allah, I ask you to the barakat of this fast, grant me taqwa. The Quran says the object of fasting is taqwa. So, O Allah, I ask you to the barakat and the blessing of this fast, grant me taqwa. Make this fast a means of my forgiveness. Make it a means of my guidance. Make it a means of my acceptance. Ya Allah, make it a means of the purification of my soul. Ya Allah, make it a means of the elevation of my soul. Ya Allah, make it a means of my entry into paradise without reckoning. Ya Allah, make it a means of my salvation from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, you have said that fasting's for you. Ya Allah, make me keep this fast only for you. Ya Allah, there's one door, one gate in paradise called Riyan. Oh Allah, and only those who will fast will be allowed to enter this gate. Oh Allah, allow me to enter the gate, this gate of Riyan. Oh Allah, and accept this fast from me. Oh Allah, and make me only keep this fast for your pleasure and only for you. We make dua, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grants us the ability to honor this month of Ramadan, to fulfill the rights of this month of Ramadan, and to spend our time correctly. Respected brothers, when a guest arrives, a very, very important guest comes to our home, we try to prepare tasty and delicious food for the guest. The best meal. This guest of Ramadan does not want our food, it wants our time. It wants our time. Allah Ta'ala make the best days of our life the last days, the best moments of our life the last moments. And Allah Ta'ala make the greatest of days the day we're going to meet Him. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ